Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. I'm excited because this 1 hour of radio gives me the ability to just show you how awesome my voice can really be, and that I have the face for radio, as Eddie Wilson always suggests, which I don't really know how to feel about that, Eddie. You know, it's one of these things where I'm told something over and over and over again, which I just now have to believe. Who's also my in-studio guest today, Eddie Wilson, CEO of Affinity Worldwide. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, I think you're a sharp-looking guy, Avi. I mean, I don't think you just have a face for radio.
I appreciate
that. I honestly would love to see somebody give you a shot at TV.
You know what? I think that's coming.
I just want to know what happens. You know, like, does the world love Avi, you know?
I mean, I don't know.
Will they accept you on TV?
You know what, though?
I mean, you're a pretty great radio host, but I don't know about TV. That's quite the jump.
It is quite the jump, but I would like to know how many people actually love the show. And the best way that you can prove to me that you do is to go to thinkrealtyradio.com, ask a question, let us know how we're doing, because that's really important. And
show some love. Come be a part.
Right. Hashtag thinkrealtyradio. Love right there. And more importantly, come out to the Atlanta Think Realty Conference and Expo, which is coming up September 22nd, 23rd. Give us a little bit of background of who you are, and then let's start talking about the conference.
Sure. Eddie Wilson, CEO of Affinity Worldwide, which is the parent company of Think Realty. Think Realty has been my vision for the past 2 years now. As I was trying to communicate with real estate investors at large across the country, and there was really no aggregate source. There was no Bloomberg for our industry, and really felt so strongly about real estate investments that I felt like it needed a media source. And so we invested heavy in creating Think Realty, and that really is what we are amassing. And you've got 400,000 or 500,000 listeners a day on radio, which is incredible, and people coming to the platform by the droves, and being a part of our benefits program, and getting discounts from Sherwin-Williams, and you know, on and on and on. But a big part of that, obviously, is our events.
So Think Realty Radio is a nationally syndicated program. We're in, I don't even know how many cities anymore. It's kind of crazy.
40, 50, a billion.
Something like that. And we have conferences nationwide. Why should investors listening to this say in California, on the West Coast, East Coast, all around the country come to Atlanta?
Sure. So, I mean, Atlanta is a hot spot for the Southeast. I mean, you know, I'm launching a new brand here pretty soon, and we were going through iterations. And, you know, Atlanta's first name was called Terminus. Did you know that? That it wasn't called Atlanta. Atlanta was called Terminus. And did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah. So I didn't know either, but we were doing some research, and there's a lot of interesting thoughts about why it was called Terminus. But the reason it was called Terminus was because what the creators of Atlanta, they wanted Atlanta to be the stopping point, the arrival point, the termination point of all roads in the Southeast, and they just wanted it to be that collection point. And then when they changed the name to Atlanta, they wanted it to be like, you've arrived, like Atlanta, like you're here at this land of bounty and plentiful. And so, you know, it's a really interesting concept, because I think that from its inception, Atlanta has been that. You know, I've lived here for many years, even when I've moved away, Atlanta still felt like home. But it is an amazing place to be. It's an amazing place to raise a family. It's an amazing place to avoid the winters of Chicago, like I endured for many years.
That's right.
It is even our producer today, Isaac Rubio. I don't know if he ever gets any love in the studio.
But, oh, he gets love.
But he's from Chicago, you know. But right. And he got to escape to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a great place to invest. I've been investing here for years, and the growth of this city is evident. If you've ever been here, it just continues to grow. Now you fly into Atlanta, and it's a city built in the woods, right? Like, and people don't realize that. I mean, people that live in this area, they understand the trees and the history. But you fly into Atlanta, and it literally is, it's like built in the woods. You can't see half of the people. You see the downtown area, but you don't realize how big and expansive this place
is. It's sprawling.
Yeah.
You see downtown, then you see the Midtown skyscrapers, then you see the Buckhead skyline. It's unbelievable. It just goes on for miles.
Stretches forever, yeah.
Right, it just goes on for
miles. And I love the city. I mean, it is a lot of great communities all put together. There's so much diversity in our communities in Atlanta. But again, it's a great place. And so why not host a conference in a place like Atlanta, the connecting point of the southeastern part of the country, and a great place to invest, but also a great place to connect. And so when Think Realty was trying to determine where to put our regional conferences, we obviously had Dallas, we had the Baltimore, D.C. Conference, we had a California conference, and Atlanta was really the last one to come to the docket as far as a region. And so this is the third consecutive year for Atlanta, and it has become the connection, the meeting point for the Southeast for real estate investors, and we're really proud to host that event.
So I'm an investor, I'm listening, I'm prepped, I'm really excited about jumping into a conference. How do I prepare for Think Realty Atlanta that's coming up September 22nd, 23rd?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would do is I'd get on the website, look at the speakers and sponsors that are there, because really that is the pinnacle, the cornerstone of the event itself. The people that we bring in that educate are a little bit different than traditional real estate shows you go to. These people are professional educators who are doing the work. That's who we have there. We don't have people that come in and are high-paid speakers. We have people that are actively investing in, they have a style, a craft that they're willing to share with you. Many of them have opportunities where you can invest with them. And then there's lots of great service providers that are out there to make sure that you're building that real estate investment team to support you and the direction you're going. The other thing, I know my staff hates when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. I kind of think of it as like the boat show. I love the boat show. You know why? Because I love being on the lake. But the boat show exposes me to every type of boating, right? Like I have a ski boat, you know, a wakeboard boat, and that's what we typically do. But I always think, boy, someday I'd love to have a yacht. I'd love to have a sailboat. I'd love to have a pontoon boat. I'd love to have all these. And so when I go to the boat show, I get exposed to all of it, you know. So I may be really into wakeboarding this year, but you know, when I retire, maybe I'll, you know, have something that goes out that's worthy of salt water, you know. And I feel like that's kind of what the Think Realty conference is. You may already be investing in single family real estate, multifamily real estate, commercial, whatever that is. You may have left the stock market to go to a REIT, you know, whatever path you've chosen. This allows you to get exposure to other modalities of real estate investing. And that's why I think, so to get prepared, I would go make sure that you understand who's going to be there, who's speaking. Connect on social media. If you're not already part of the Think Realty platforms on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, LinkedIn, we promote a lot of the speaking sessions and things like that ahead of time, and you can start making your list of what you want.
I would also add to that, be proactive, connect with the speakers on LinkedIn and on social as well, including Think Realty. And then send them a quick message, right? Let them know you'll be attending. Let them know that you'll be in their speaking, their session.
Yes.
And make sure.
That's a great idea.
You know, and just let them know you're there.
Absolutely.
Raise your hand and say, hey, I need to connect with you. I want to learn from you.
And don't be apprehensive, because
that's right.
These people are not there to sell you something. They're there to help you. And so just by connecting, don't think that, you know, this is not an infomercial on late night television. They're not trying to sell you a coaching program. They're really there to help you, you know, so connect with them, connect early, connect often, and you will get the most out of that conference.
And keep in mind, too, what's awesome about the Atlanta event is we'll have all the other coaches there as well. I'm going to be there. I would love to just shake your hand, hear your story, and put you in the right direction, right? Push you to take that next step that you haven't been thinking about, and you might surprise yourself. You just might grow tremendously. All right. Think Realty Nation, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the speakers and the lineup that we have already and waiting for you at the Atlanta Conference, at the Think Realty Atlanta Conference, September 22nd, 23rd. So make sure you check it out. Go to thinkrealty.com, register, and head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Show Isaac, our producer, some love, me some love, and Eddie some love. Ask a question, get it answered. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and will even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
And we are back, Think Realty Nation. It's our host, Avi Golhar. My in-studio guest today is Eddie Wilson, CEO of Affinity Worldwide. We're talking about the Think Realty Atlanta event and some of the speakers that we have lined up. It's going to be a great crowd. It's going to be a lot of fun networking with some of the best and brightest in the industry. It gives you the opportunity to meet new people, make new connections, and for all you know, that perfect person, that perfect strategy, that perfect phrase that you've needed to hear all year, you're going to hear September 22nd, 23rd. So, Eddie, tell me a little bit about some of the speakers that you're most excited to hear from and who's going to be there.
You know, I think I'm excited about a lot of them because a lot of them bring great content to the event. But, you know, this is the first time that we've had Ken and Anita Corsini. Obviously, they're the host of Flipper Flop Atlanta, HGTV's show here in Atlanta. But the great part about it is that these guys aren't just, you know, TV stars. They started as real estate investors, legit real estate investors here in Atlanta. And Ken has built a great business here, has multiple businesses, had a real estate brokerage. This guy flips, you know, some amazing houses. They've got amazing style. And I love the fact that they are our keynote because they are Atlanta's own. You know, like we love our own down here, and it's really exciting to be able to have them to the stage. You know, I typically resist having the HGTV star on our conference stage because many times they're not the most savvy real estate investors. I'll just leave it there. Like there's no you know lost
We're
love.
Definitely withholding a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be careful. Right. But you know, I don't want our guys over at Wall Street to give me a call on this one. Yeah. You know, so Daryl, don't call me.
Right.
But
don't
anyways,
call me.
Yeah, call Avi. Okay. But I think from an HGTV perspective. You know, you get a lot of great advice, a lot of great style, but when you want to create a business, a real estate investment business, oftentimes that's where it's missing, you know, it's lacking. And so I think that's why we're a great complement to something like that. But you look at Ken Corsini. He's built a great business. He's done a fantastic job. And so I'm really excited about him. I'm really excited mm-hmm. about his company that'll be there. You know, we've also got some great sponsors and speakers. Tom Olson with Good Success will be there. He is going to be on the main stage. Tom has, flipped hundreds of houses in the Illinois-Chicago market and has a great turnkey product, but he also has a mastermind group of business owners. I mean, Tom's just a stellar real estate investor, has a great property management group, has a construction group. You know, so if there's one guy where you can kind of learn everything from, Tom's one of those guys.
And creating systems as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like he understands that to a degree. And then yes. He has this thing Flipping Gary, which I think is kind of awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it's not like flipping, you know, like the person Gary. Like, it's not like flipping Gary off. It's like flipping the city of Gary. You know,
yes,
like the first
right.
time I heard Flipping Gary, I was teased. But anyway, I'll leave that alone. But anyways, yeah, he has the one of the most difficult cities in the country, Gary, Indiana, you know, had been murder capital of the world for, you know, a while. He has a passion to flip the whole city. So the guy has a big vision and is excited to be a part of the Atlanta stage. And then we just got a ton of breakout sessions, people like Linda Liberatore. I mean, if you need some landlording advice.
She's incredible.
She's awesome. She's also a Think Realty coach, but she'll be there with who she calls her Libbies, which are all the girls that make up her company. And I should call them young ladies, probably.
Girls is probably inappropriate. Right.
Yeah. But yeah, Linda will be there, and Jenna and the whole staff will be there to not just teach and educate, but to bring a whole, you know, excitement to the conference. They're great. And just, you know, you go down that list and you can go to thinkrealty.com, look at the events page, and you can literally look at the topics and all the people and the speakers and the, you know, there's so much there, and we're really excited. And, you know, I'm also excited because we have changed the format a little bit where we've given an entire day to our coaches, and the coaches for Think Realty come in because they love the Think Realty, member. And if you're a member, a free member, somebody who signs up for a free membership, I don't know why you wouldn't do that, but sign up for a free membership.
You have
it's
to do
easy.
That.
Why not?
I mean, come on.
And you get all the discounts and the benefits. One of the benefits you get is you get to stay for an entire day worth of education and teaching that costs you nothing. There is no sell. There's nothing to it except for we're going to teach for 4 or 5 hours on Sunday, and that's all free to Think Realty members. And what's exciting about that is that two of our Think Realty coaches are Atlanta-based, right? So you and Sonia are Atlanta-based. So that's awesome.
That's right. You're a coach too, right?
Still? I am a coach.
So are you technically Atlanta-based, though, if you're outside the perimeter? I'm not entirely sure.
Well, I lived inside the perimeter for a while.
Well, there you go. No, Sunday is one of my favorite days because we really get to have that intimate one-on-one discussion with the Think Realty member that signs up. Again, it's a free membership. Go to thinkrealty.com and sign up. It's going to be so much fun to host you that day. And it's not a pitch fest, right? Like, we're not pitching you anything. We're not selling you anything. It is the cold, hard truth about what you need to succeed in real estate. Sonia does such an incredible job with wealth building, and she and I share a story in the beginning about how she picked me up at a corner, which I thought is so funny. And we start the day off like that, and it's really interesting. We get everybody laughing. But what's really cool is the questions, the quality of questions that we receive as coaches from the members that are there. It's incredible. And it's one of my favorite parts of the weekend is just really connecting with some of the Think Realty members that Sunday. And, of course, we have the local market panel, which is moderated by Dustin Griffin. Talk to me a little bit about that. That's a really unique piece as well.
Dustin runs a huge real estate group here in Atlanta, actually multiple, and in Tampa and in Charlotte. I mean, Dustin's a long-term real estate investor, and he has orchestrated a great panel of local guests. And so if you're considering investing in real estate, these guys know the market in and out. And Dustin will be the moderator of that panel. And that's a panel that you cannot miss on Saturday. It's one that I personally will be in because even though I invest in real estate in Atlanta, there's always something you can learn. These guys can always give you nuggets of truth and understanding where the market's going. I recently wrote an article on that. I know we'll talk about in just a minute.
Yep.
About Atlanta as a whole. Is this continuing to grow, this market that continues to grow? But this local panel is going to be amazing. Dustin will do a great job. He has proven his stamina in this space because this guy has been at it for a long time in Atlanta and has built some great groups, and I'm excited for him to be there.
Yep. Amy Ransdell, she'll be on the panel. The same with Deanna Britt. Had the opportunity to interview them for the radio show, I think maybe a couple days ago. I think maybe one of the interviews is coming up. Deanna Britt as well, you talk about lead generation and what you need to succeed as a real estate investor instead of just finding any list to mail out. Hyper-targeted lists, and it's crucial right now, especially with a little bit of an inventory shortage that we have going on. But we're going to talk about that when we come back in the next segment. Think Realty Nation, here's what you got to do. You can do me a huge favor. Go to thinkrealty.com, register for the Atlanta event. It's going to be at the Westin Buckhead. It's super easy to get to. If you fly into Atlanta, you can take the MARTA, our awesome train system, right up to the Buckhead station, jump off, and the hotel is right there. There'll be a few hundred people at this event September 22nd, 23rd. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Have your questions answered either by me, by Greg, by some of the awesome Think Realty coaches that we have on the forum online that you also get access to when you sign up. Again, that's thinkrealty.com. You have questions for me outside of the platform, hit me up pretty much anywhere online. I live on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever, at Abhi Golhar. And we're here to serve you in the highest and best way that we know how, with the best strategies of real estate investing. When we come back, I'm over with Eddie Wilson, CEO of Affinity Worldwide, a parent company to Think Realty, getting his take on what's going on in Atlanta and how you can capitalize. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s, or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi Goldhar, your host for today. My in-studio guests today, I don't get many very in-studio, I don't get many in-studio guests, but I love in-studio guests. His name is Eddie Wilson, CEO of Affinity Worldwide. I got a little tongue twisted there. You know what happens on radio, especially the best of radio shows, Think Realty Radio. Welcome back, Eddie.
Thank you.
All right, we've talked about a lot. We've talked about why going to events are really important for new investors, pro investors, shaking hands, super critical. We've talked about the speaker overview and what's happening at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta at the Westin Buckhead from September 22nd, 23rd, who's going to be there. Sherman Ragland, one of our really good friends, my mentor, he'll be emceeing it. And if you haven't seen him speak in person, he is this crazy, amazing ball of energy that makes you laugh. It's hilarious. And he's a man that has a tremendous amount of experience investing in real estate as well. So it should be a lot of fun. We'll have Ken and Anita Corsini as keynote speakers. We'll also have a local market panel moderated by Dustin Griffin. Main stage presentations from Clint Coons, Tom Olson, Linda Liberatore, as well as the Sunday training with yours truly, along with Sonia Booker, who is also from Atlanta, Sean Wodell, and Gary Harper as well, again, that Sunday. Let's talk about Atlanta. Why is Atlanta hot? Why is it potentially not? Why are people saying, geez, you know, inventory shortage, I'm looking at cities outside of Atlanta to invest? What's going on, Eddie?
Sure.
Tell me your take.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, I've mentioned it in the show, but Atlanta is such a great place to invest. And that is, you know, you go to a Dallas or you go to some of the other hot cities that have, you know, just experienced double-digit growth over the past few years. And I believe that Atlanta is showing no signs of slowing down. Now, if you look at the overall sales, it looks like over the past month or so, they're starting to plateau a little bit. But then you drive around the city. The northern suburbs are still they're expressing that we will see double-digit growth in the northern suburbs. Up here where we're recording the show at today, you know, in Forsyth County, they're expecting an influx of another 20 to 40,000 people in the next few years. I mean, they're expanding our roadways. They're doubling the sizes of them, and it's crazy. But then you go down into the southern areas of Atlanta inside the perimeter, like East Point or College Park, and they're hotbeds for affordable housing. You know, I've got a great friend down there, Bruce McNeilage with Kinlock Partners, who are still building houses for rent, brand new houses. And, you know, you look at things like that and you realize that no matter what you choose to do, I looked at a multifamily unit, a group over in Decatur the other day and last month or so. And it's like there is still lots and lots and lots of opportunity. Plus, the affordability of Atlanta compared to other cities is still reasonable. You know, go to some of the most amazing parts of our city, Old Fourth Ward. You know, you go to Grant Park, you go to all of those places, and the mansions, you know, the old Coke mansions, you know, like the Coke family, you look at those. And you could still afford them. An executive level person in the city of Atlanta can afford to live there. It's not just for the wealthy. And there are plenty of wealthy people in the city, but, you know, it's still a great place to invest. And so you're seeing a lot of continued urban expansion, urban renewal, you know, so in areas that maybe you were not interested in investing in 5 years ago, now it's the hottest place to invest. The art districts of our city are amazing. You know, you go to the most interesting, weird places like Little Five Points, which I love, you know. And
Five Points is fun.
Yeah, they're just great places to invest. And so, you know, there is no shortage for opportunity.
So why does it then feel like at the end of the day, Eddie, like wholesalers are calling me with prices that are just absurd for single family rentals? It's tough to find good multifamily units now.
Sure.
Right? Like, so word on the street is a little bit different than what you're saying.
Yeah, it is.
So why do I feel that? Why do I feel like I need to go to a secondary market?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't discourage you from going to a secondary market. You look around Atlanta, there's still great secondary markets, like tertiary markets that are close to Atlanta that are amazing. But I'll tell you, you know, demand oftentimes is driven by perception, not reality. You know, the wholesale market in Atlanta is driven by a couple of very big players, you know, who want to get top dollar out of their wholesale deals. And why not? Atlanta's a great city. And so so even some of those top tier wholesale deals in 4 or 5 years, the appreciation of those properties could be incredible. So, you know, Atlanta's just a very, very hot market. Now, I will say that the savvy real estate investor in Atlanta will look at the job growth centers of our city and begin to invest there. Our wholesaling always follows, I believe, the past, right? So wholesaling typically is capitalizing on an area that had massive growth in the past 10 to 15, 20 years, where families moved in, job creation was, and so what's happened is you know, you've got foreclosures in that market because it had previous growth. You have families moving up or growing out of that area, so you have opportunity there. And what wholesaling oftentimes misses is the opportunities to come, right? So typically they're driven by what's happened. Now, a good wholesaler will have an understanding of what areas have grown and what areas will be growing. And that relationship, if you're going to use a wholesaler and you don't have the funnel set up yourself to create leads, you're going to have to find one you really trust, because they should know the market as well as you know the market. And they should be able to tell you, look, this property that I'm selling you in this area is wrapped, you know, in an area that is going to have amazing growth in the next 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that a lot of the demand of Atlanta is based on perception, because of the demand that's created because of how much veracity, like the amount of deals doing in the city causes like this frenzy, and that frenzy causes this feeling of, I better jump on it quick. What if my margins have squeezed a little bit, because I'm not going to get another chance. And it's something, it's like that. It's veracity, right? Like it's velocity and veracity. It's like, yep. You know, there's so much going on. It drives a lot of intensity.
Yeah. And that's where we have to be a little careful as investors, right? And not be caught off guard and all of a sudden want to go in on like a Bitcoin.
Sure.
Right. So we have to do our due diligence. I'll pick on Kirkwood, for example, just for 15 seconds here. In 2012, 2013, we could buy property in Kirkwood for $85,000, $90,000. Now, no way.
Sure.
No way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
It's not
going to be. You won't find anything under 150, 175 for a teardown deal.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. I remember, you know, just 7, 8 years ago in Brookhaven, you know, Brookhaven was considered to be the blight of the northern part of the city. I mean, it was, I remember in Buckhead, they looked across, you know, kind of the tracks at Brookhaven with disdain. Now, every little townhouse is $1 million, and you're like, you know, Brookhaven's amazing.
Right.
So, yeah, so we got to be careful not to isolate down these cities. You know, there's a couple of great cities I've been looking at, and just a couple of tips. There's a city over on the west side that is just outside the perimeter, and the city's called Mableton. Have you heard of Mableton?
Yep.
So Mableton has always, you know, it was always kind of when Vinings and Marietta were hot, nobody really was investing in Smyrna. Then everybody started investing in Smyrna. Then mm-hmm. Now it's moving, you know, south around the west side of the perimeter, and now Mableton is the next city past Smyrna. So
yep.
Mableton's a great spot to invest.
It's going to happen, and it makes sense. So if you want to pick Eddie's brain a little bit more about what's hot, what's not in Atlanta, get in touch with him. Better yet, go to thinkrealty.com, register for the conference. It's going to be a lot of fun. Eddie will be there. I'll be there. We can't wait to shake your hand. Get your tickets today at thinkrealty.com. Tickets are only $55. And if you use the code word radio, you'll get an additional 20% off that ticket price. So make sure you head on over to thinkrealty.com and register. Have questions for me? You know how to do it. I've mentioned it so many times on the radio. You should know this by now. I'm kind of beating a dead horse here. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, ask your question, and stay tuned for the Power Play with Greg Rand, which is coming up next. It's radio you can't afford to miss.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. HomeInvest, smart real estate investing.
Today, out of 80 million boomers in the USA, 42 million are now involved in the day-to-day care of an elder parent. Where do you turn to help your aging parent? AnswersForElders.com. Like you, we understand that caring for an aging parent can be emotional, confusing, and financially challenging. AnswersForElders.com is an online resource designed to empower you with the knowledge, services, and expertise to help you navigate the care of your elder parent. Visit AnswersForElders.com today.
Join attendees from Think Realty and some of the biggest brands in residential real estate investment on September 16th for the Single Family Rental Roundtable and the Five Star Conference. Focused on sourcing deals, maximizing ROI, and funding deals. Use discount code THINKINVEST to discount your registration to the Single Family Rental Roundtable at the entire Five Star Conference, held at the Hyatt Regency Dallas. For more information, visit fivestarconference.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We are back, and you're listening to the Power Play with my buddy Greg Rand. And I think Greg, we need a mascot. I realized we don't have a mascot. I think it should be a microphone with its hair on fire.
Okay. Well, tell everybody what that means. I mean, we use the term hair on fire to describe the way the media talks about the housing market. That no matter what's going on, it's always bad, and they're always cheering on some kind of a catastrophic thing. And it's like watching a race of tortoises and then waiting for a grisly crash. It doesn't happen, right? It only happened once in the last 80 years, but yet everybody seems to be rooting for it. But these are tortoises. They move slowly and gradually. So go talk about the stock market if your hair is going to be on fire, but leave the housing market alone.
That's right. You know, what's interesting, too, is there's so many folks out there, especially in the real estate space, that only speak about their successes. They'll travel the country. They'll present ideas. And they only share, hey, this is how much money I made on this deal. And this is how much money I made on this deal. And this is how successful I am. I really enjoy talking about those moments of failures and those moments of, oh, wait a minute, we actually learned too. You know, we're also prone to making mistakes. We're human. It happens. The key is we fail forward. So I think today we'll take a little bit of time and share some of the mistakes that we've made and what we've learned so that you, the listener, can also learn with us and from our mistakes. So, Greg, take it away. I want to hear what's like one thing that you've just like, holy cow, I should not have made this mistake, but I did.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. And don't forget, one of the reasons why we decided to do this topic was that we came off of another subject where we said it's kind of hard to screw up real estate investing if you choose the right markets. And then we realized afterwards that I've actually screwed up real estate investing, even though I chose the right market. So let's talk about it. One of them is the crazy cat lady. I have a tenant who is – I still have her as a tenant. Her and her husband, they're really sweet people. They lost their home in a foreclosure years ago. They never want to be a homeowner again. They take great care. It's one of these tenant relationships that I actually self-manage this one because they self-manage it. They tell me something's wrong, something broke. We need to paint this room. I say, great, get an estimate. They go get estimates. They beat people up for a good price. They take it off the rent. They manage that. They manage their own place, right? It's a beautiful thing. But I get this. This was a property in a homeowners association. So I get a letter from the homeowners association. I don't open it because I figure it's their stupid newsletter talking about it's spring ahead with your clocks. So I ignored it. Thought it was that. Came again. I thought it was that again. I didn't open it. I got my HOA fees around auto pay. I just didn't open my mail. Bad idea. Turns out that this wonderful tenant of mine, whom I love, started adopting all the feral cats in the adjacent property right next to – there's a lot of woods next to this neighborhood. And somebody – you know, feral cats. They're like half wild. They don't live indoors. If you feed them – they come back every night. They tell all their friends. And what started to happen was there were 20, 30 cats coming to my back porch that I own that she lives in every day for food. The neighbors are starting to complain. They were stinking the place up. They were hanging around the neighborhood all the time. You know, a crazy cat lady who has all the cats living inside the house is one thing. I had a crazy cat lady who had all the cats living in the neighborhood, and she was feeding them. And I should have just said, you got to get rid of them and you have to stop and that be the end of it. That the responsible thing to do was to do what the HOA was telling me, which is either she stops or she has to be evicted. I didn't go there. I got soft. You know me. You know, I talk a good game. But when it comes to a person, it's like, oh, you know, she's like, they're going to kill the cats. I said, you know, aren't they going to die anyway if they live outside? let's just get it over with, right? She actually got really upset with me when I jokingly – I'm not joking. Oh, of course I'm joking. right. I jokingly said, why don't we just feed them poison and be done with it? And oh, my God. I was joking, although it would have solved the problem. We ended up spending a whole lot of time and energy finding those places a shelter – or those cats a shelter and dealing with it. And I ended up getting blacklisted by the HOA that when that tenant is gone, they're going to pressure me to sell the property. I don't have to evict her, but when she's gone and they do not want me buying anymore, and they don't necessarily have the right to be able to do that, but they kind of have tactically they can get in my way. And I like the idea of accumulating more than one in the same neighborhood, so I would have bought more, but because I went a little bit weak in the knee because of a human story and a feline story, I ended up losing an opportunity as a result of that. So I guess the lesson on that one is, you know, point to the HOA rules and say, it's not me, it's them. You have to get rid of the cats. It has nothing to do with me. It's not me. They're making me evict you. Because I kind of took her side, I ended up making an investment mistake as a result.
Yeah, one of the stories that I enjoy sharing, actually don't enjoy sharing it. It's really terrible for me. But like, I was doing a new construction project in Old Fourth Ward. It took a little bit of time to complete because we were going through the permitting process with the city and they were changing their rules. And this was at a time when City of Atlanta just had so many applications for new construction projects. They were also really backlogged. Realized, got into bed with a lender that didn't really have a whole lot of experience with new construction. Mistake number one. And not vetting that lender kind of cost us a little bit of a timeline. We didn't lose money on that deal, but we did lose time because the lender was always asking, well, are you doing this right? Are you doing that right? Come to find out, the lender was primarily involved in the commercial apartment complex space, and this was his first new construction project in the single family space in another state. Mistake number one. Probably mistake number one, two, three, four, and five right there. Come to find out that we could have also expedited the city process if we had a couple additional contacts at the city just to answer a couple of questions. Instead, we ended up selling the project to a builder. I think we ended up making like $15 or $16 on the deal. We're like, we're not dealing with this. The lender was giving us a headache and everything else was just spiraling out of control. We said, you know what? Stop it. We're not going to do this. Went ahead and sold the project. Come to find out, this was maybe 7 months later. The developer builder finished the home, sold the project, and made a cool $225,000.
And you know what strikes me about that?
So
is that this could fall into the category. Yeah, that kills you. That could fall into the category where people who are listening to this who are wondering, okay, so how do I apply that? That was a complicated investment strategy. Okay, that was complicated. You were dealing with new construction, so you were dealing with approvals, you were dealing with permitting, you were dealing with a lender that wasn't, I'm buying this property using this loan, closing on this day. New construction lending is more complicated. It takes, you know, there's releases of the money that come over time in a lot of cases as you're building the property. So that was a really complicated thing. And what I would want somebody to take away from that is if you have a full-time job, and if you don't have experience in some of these things, sometimes the desire, because the complicated deal like that, you can make a lot of money on those kind of deals, but you could also lose because of all the moving parts, where the simplest of investment strategies is pick a good place, buy a good house, hang on to it for a long time, collect your rents, pay down your loan, nothing complex, not a lot of moving parts. Know yourself. How much of this stuff are you prepared? If you don't have the experience, you're going to have to dot a lot of I's and cross a lot of T's and ask a lot of questions and really follow up on these details. So don't jump into, I'm going to make a killing on my early transactions. I'm going to make a killing on my early moves, because it might make a lot more sense to get experience in a lower pressure, less complicated business plan for the first few. Get your feet wet, learn the town, learn the nuances, and then get a little bit more funky a little bit later if you wanted to try to make a bigger hit.
I completely agree. I mean, there's so many moving parts with new construction. It's just, I think that's probably why I'm going gray at the age of 33. Right? Please help me. All right, that wraps up Think Realty Radio Show today. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with us really anytime, anywhere, or you can just go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Check out Greg at ownamerica.com. Greg, you have social media handles too, right? You're on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
on Twitter,
I'm glad you throw it back to me a second. I wanted to ask people, go to Own America's Facebook page. Email me, Greg at ownamerica.com. We want your questions. We're going a lot of new places on this segment because of the questions you're asking, so please do.
Absolutely. And get in touch with me as well. Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Be sure to pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine. You can find it at newsstands and Barnes & Noble. So, super important. Get educated. Take some action. Fail forward. And it's okay to make mistakes, because that's the journey that we're on. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24-7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
BizTalk Radio.